The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of Soul Love. Thank you guys for coming back and tuning in to today's episode. Whether you're sitting in your car on the way to work, on the way to school, whether you're just sitting down home alone, or just, you know, straight chilling, I truly appreciate you coming back. Or if it's your first time joining, I appreciate you checking out my podcast today, taking time out of your day just to listen to what I have to say. And yeah, so as we always start these episodes, I want to give you guys a rundown of my week. It's been an okay week. It's currently Wednesday at 2:14 a.m. that I'm recording this. I'll be honest, it's pretty late. And if you guys tuned into my last episode, I talked about how important sleep is. And obviously, I am not taking my own advice, so I promise I will try my hardest to get back on that. But regardless, the week has been good. You know what? I'm gonna keep it real. Pretty hard week so far. Although Sunday was really fun, I was able to go to a concert. It was really fun, and I enjoyed it. But Monday hit kind of hard. I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm not too sure why, but during this time of the year, November to December, I usually get my seasonal depression. And I've noticed a trend in the past few years, and it just happens during this time of the year. So maybe it's just that, or maybe I'm just drained and out of energy. But regardless, I will get back on top and return to my normal self, and I trust in that. And I'm taking the steps to do what needs to be done to be able to just gain back my personal self. But regardless of my week not starting off the strongest, I hope you guys had a great week. And I just want to remind you guys, you know, tough times will come. But just know, minor setback for a major comeback. Always have that mindset. And I've told you guys that so many times. But yeah, I hope you guys are having a great week. And I hope you guys can kill off the rest of this week. We have Thanksgiving coming up next week, so I can't wait to go back home and spend time with my family. And I hope you guys are excited too to spend time with your family and just spend quality time, you know, talking at the dinner table, being able to conversate during a holiday. You know, what's better than that? Spending quality time with your family. But yeah, again, thank you so much for coming into today's episode. Let's get into today's topic. I will be honest though, guys, today's topic is pretty heavy. And I just want to set a trigger warning out there right now. If you're listening to this and you're not comfortable with the topic I'm about to discuss, I suggest you click off, because it's a pretty heavy topic, and I understand if people do not want to talk about this topic. Or listen to it. So I just want to let you guys know that if it gets a little too heavy, don't hesitate to click out. But regardless, if you stay, if you stay or you don't, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time out of the day. So today's topic is suicide. Yes, suicide in the world of mental health. And I don't have a particular reason why I chose this topic. I just feel as if it's very connected to the mental health world, and it's a big, I wouldn't say issue, but a topic that I've always seen being publicized. You know, you see people, oh man, like I hear a lot of stories, you know, my uncle killed himself, you know, took his own life. And I feel like that's a big part of the world right now. And I just wanted to take the time out of my day and just discuss suicide. You know, I know it's a heavy topic, so again, I remind you guys, don't hesitate to click out. It's okay, and I understand. But yes, for those of you who do not know what suicide is, let's define it so we can get a broader understanding of the word suicide and the meaning behind it. So, according to the CDC, suicide is death caused by injuring oneself with the intent to die. More on this, a suicide attempt is when someone harms themselves with any intent to end their life, but they do not die as a result of their actions. So, as I said, there's also something called a suicide attempt. For example, someone could try and harm themselves, but they are not successful with their attempt to end their life. And it's sad that this is a reality, you know? It's so easy for us to take our own life. And let's be honest, guys, we can do this anytime, just like that. But here I am today talking to you that it's not worth it, and I'll get into that a little later. But there are also factors that increase the risk of suicide. Referring again to the CDC, suicide is connected to other forms of injury and violence. For example, people who have experienced violence, including child abuse, bullying, or sexual violence, have a higher suicide risk. And I remember I took a summer class, and one of the topics were bullying and how how do I want to explain this? Making people, or just putting down people, puts them in a mental state that they're not worth it, you know, and they shouldn't live on this earth, which could lead to the unfortunate suicide. And that's what I thought about when doing research on suicide. It is so easy for us to get to that breaking point, and it made me realize, man, I could take my life any minute, you know? And I know I touched on the topic of how you can take your life at any time, but I feel like people don't understand that any ages can get to that point. It doesn't matter how old people are or how young people are, they're still at risk for thinking about suicide. And apparently, it's the second leading cause of death for people ages 10 to 34, and the fourth leading cause among people ages 35 to 44, and the fifth leading cause among people from ages 45 to 54. Can you believe how sad that is? It's truly astonishing to read these stats, you know? Just reading about this makes me sad, because can you believe 10-year-olds, as young as 10-year-olds, man, they want to take their own life, according to these statistics? That is truly beyond me. And I couldn't imagine what a kid, not even a teenager, a kid has to think about for them to get to that point. Like, how do they even know about that type of stuff? Like, you know, like, it's crazy to think about, because these people are so young and they're already having those thoughts. Like, they just want to cut their life right there. They have so many years to live for, you know? It's so tough. Segueing to our next topic, the impact of suicide and suicide attempts on an individual. The attempt suicide can have emotional and physical effects on an individual and can eventually cause trauma and even PTSD. For me, I've thought about suicide a million times. Trust me, like, when I was down on my lowest, I was like, man, this isn't even worth it at this point. You know what I'm saying? But what I couldn't bring myself to do it, obviously, because I'm still here. And I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be here today. But when I was thinking those thoughts, you know, I couldn't help but think at the back of my mind about my friends and my family. And I couldn't bring myself to do it. Because if I was to do it, internally, it just felt selfish, you know? It felt selfish for me to do that to myself, but also to my friends and my family. I needed to find a different way to get over the things that I was going through rather than just taking the easy way out and killing myself, you know? Guys, like, I couldn't do it, you know? I didn't want to make my friends sad. I don't want them to feel like they did something to make me get to that point. And I didn't want to leave them like that, you know? I just kept thinking about that. And I love my friends, and I could not imagine the emotional toll and the trauma that could bring to my friends, but not only my friends, my family, man. I kept thinking about my mom's. Imagine me taking my own life. Like, I would destroy my mom. And I kept thinking about that, man. Like, it's so tough to think about, what if I was to take my own life right now? How would that affect my family? You know, it'll make them sad, you know, it'll make them depressed, you know? They would forever think about, what could I have done right? Or what could I have done better to prevent my son from killing themselves? And that's what I feel like should be the main reason why you don't take your own life, man. You got so many people behind you. You got so many people behind you, man, that love you and support you and just want you to thrive and see you grow. But not only have I thought about it, I've had friends, man. I have friends and close friends I've thought about just taking their own life. And I've been in a situation before where somebody told me that they wanted to take their own life. And it's sad, you know? I couldn't believe that a friend of mine that I cared about so much would want to take their own life. And I told him, bruh, I love you. Like, you can't do that to yourself. I want to be able to see you at your highs and be there for you in your lows, but especially in the highs. You know, I want to see you thrive because I love you. You're my brother. You're my friend. I'm not trying to see you go through that. It's hard. Like, I told him. I'm getting a little emotional, man. But I want you to be able to see me, not only see yourself grow, but to see me grow. Like, I still want you alive, you know? I told him straight up, I couldn't handle if you were to take your own life. It was very tough, because then that would break me too. It's a sad world, man. It's crazy, but I'm glad that my friends that were thinking about it are still here today. Shout out to y'all, man. Y'all are survivors, and I'm so proud of you for being strong, you know, for being strong. Like, y'all are strong for real. And I don't think people understand that. Also, the topic of just taking your own life, people don't understand how it really feels. Because it's easy to say, like, why can't you just be grateful for your life? It's, you can't think that way towards those type of people that want to take their own life, you know? Because, look, life is so hard. And the fact that I've been through it, I understand. Because I used to be that person, you know? Why would you want to take your own life? Life is beautiful. But to be put in that situation made me realize, man, this is how it really feels. And it made me realize, dang, I need to check up on my people. You know what I mean? Speaking of checking up on your people, let's discuss some signs of depression that we must know. So just the standard, I wrote down a few that I got from the CDC. Thinking about killing themselves in general. Saying, I wish I was dead. You know, you notice that your friends are feeling down and they have feelings of hopelessness. They've already had a suicide attempt. their sudden changes in behavior is negative. They withdraw from you and your friends and any activities that they're used to be doing. They increase the use of alcohol and drugs, you know, maybe an escape for them to stop thinking about that type of stuff. Mood swings, emotional outbursts, high level of irritability or aggression. It's very easy to relate suicidal thoughts to depression, but we must know the difference to save a life, is what I wrote here in my notes. Like, for me at least, I got over the fact that I want to kill myself, you know? I realized that life is beautiful and there's so much more to live for, and I didn't want to end my life like that or such, like, at such an early age. And, you know, I feel like suicidal thoughts and depression thoughts are extremely different, because when you're thinking suicidal thoughts, you just straight want to end your life. You know, I've been on both sides of the spectrum, and you just want to straight take your life. But depression, you just feel sadness, you know, and like you just feel straight sadness and you don't want to do anything. And we've talked about what depression is. You just don't feel like doing anything. You're just sad all the time. Your mood has changed, but you never think about killing yourself. But that's from my perspective. So what can we do as an individual if we already can see the signs for our friends that they want to take their own life? I wrote down a few that I got from the CDC as well. Ask the person if he or she is thinking about suicide. Just be straight up. Be direct. Ask if they have a concrete plan. Always take talk about suicide seriously. This is not a topic that should be played with. It's a serious topic. Really listen and without judging or challenging their thoughts or becoming angry and shocked, listen to them. Listen to their reasons and help them sort it out in a civil way. Don't call them selfish. You know, don't make them feel stupid for thinking that way. Because being on both sides of the spectrum, you know, it's, I understand why they feel that way. Is it worth it? No, but for them, it's, they're waiting on it. And it's tough. Another thing, help them see hope for the future. Guide them to other sources of help as soon as possible, such as their parents, a counselor, trusted adult, or community crisis phone line. I want to emphasize, help them see hope for the future first. Because I remember talking to my friend that wanted to, and I just kept telling him, I'm like, man, not only am I want to see you thrive, I want you to see me thrive too. I want you to be there for me too when I'm going through my highs, you know? Because my homie is older than me. So I was like, man, I want you to have kids. I want to see you have kids. I want to see you live your life to the fullest. I want you to be able to see me graduate. I want you to see me have my own kids. I want you to be the uncle to my kids. You know, give the people hope for the future and be genuine about it. Because at the end of the day, you want to see your friends thrive. That's how it should be. And lastly, before I end, I just want to emphasize the importance of being there for someone. It's very, 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 very important. And I've emphasized this so many times in almost each of my episodes, but it is so important to be the one to be there for someone. Because when I didn't have anybody, it felt like I was alone and it felt like nobody loved me. And I know that feeling. So that's why I try to be there for every single person and understand their thoughts, validate their feelings, talk them through it. But in the topic and the world of suicide, man, we need to be there for somebody. And that's why I emphasize, check up on your friends, man. You never know what they're going through. You never know how they're feeling. And since you guys are friends, if you really friends with them, check up on them. You know, it could just be as simple as, hey man, how you doing today? Like, how we feeling today? Are you okay? Did you eat today? Just simple as that, man. Just be there for somebody. You know? Because the feeling of loneliness is so hard. Because you feel like when you feel a sense of loneliness, you feel that nobody loves you. And that's a feeling that I don't want my friends to feel. I don't want my family to feel. And I don't want y'all, the listeners, to feel. Because loneliness, man, it's a dark place. And it's hard to not necessarily get out of it, but get out of that mindset of being like, damn, nobody loves me. And I need you guys to understand that. Be there for someone. If you take anything out of this episode, be there for someone. And that's really all I got. Hope you guys are doing good. Thank you so much for coming back to episode 9. Remember, guys, be there for someone. And thank you so much for tuning in to my episode. As always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. All right, y'all. Good night. This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other student podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thank you once again for listening. If you want to find me, you can follow my Instagram at Josh D. Montano. And as always, guys, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. See you next week. This is what happened when I think-